This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So alhamdulillah, we see that I'll give you 5 steps and how to identify if you have a heart which is purified and sound and is a good heart. Now, what does it mean by a good heart? Because we see from hadith that the Prophet ﷺ teaches us and taught us that every time a human being commits a sin, a black dot appears upon his heart. Now, when this happens, a person keeps on sinning, and now this heart has become black. So the 5 steps to ensure that your heart is purified and is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones that I will present to you now. Is the one who spends his wealth in good avenues. يعني الذي ينفق ماله في سبيل البر. A man who spends his wealth in different avenues, good avenues. You spend on your local masjid, you spend on your local mudarish, you invest upon good things that are related to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it could be anything. Someone comes to you, they're stuck financially, they say we need a lend of £100. You're helping in good avenue. If you see a brother that's, you know, you go to different parts of the world in Pakistan, you see the poor and you give them money, this is helping in the good of avenue. So giving in the good of avenue for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, don't be kanjoos. Once someone went to Qari Sahib was going to a person who was kanjoos. And when he seen the Qari Sahib, he knew that Maulvi te sab khana ka ke nikal jaange mera. तो उसने क्या किया वो होता है ना वो तीन उसको बोलते हैं तीन अरबी में इट्स कॉल्ड फिग इन इंग्लिश ही हिड हिज फिग अंडर हिज क्लोक एंड व्हेन दिस कारी साहब कम्स कोइंसिडेंटली दिस गाय दैट वाज हाइडिंग हिज फूड सेज टू द कारी साहब रीड वत्तीन वाज ज़ैतून फॉर मी एंड कारी साहब गोस या बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम वज़ ज़ैतून व तूर सीनीन एंड ही गोस यू मिस्ड आउट द मेन पार्ट यू मेड अ मिस्टेक ही गोस व्हाई डिड यू नॉट रीड वत्तीन. He goes, because you're hiding it under your shawl. And then he took it out and he shared it with him. So being conjuice is not a good thing. Being open-hearted, giving is a one condition of a person's heart being in a good condition. Then we go to the second. الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. A person who guides and makes his children the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You send your children to the best of madrasas. You make sure that your child has a relationship with the alim. You know, I've noticed this in Pakistan. You know, Pakistan mein dekha that you have thousands of people and they do not care about shaking their own hand. They were like, Ustaji, this is my son. This is his name. This is what he's doing. This is how he is. And you know, we need to build that. You connect your youngsters, connect your children with ulama and connect them with good madrasas and masajids. Make them have that connection. Make sure that they're on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Make sure they're on the path of Haqq. This is another identification that a person has this fikr, he has this thought, he has this as a priority. This is 2 things that is good within a person's heart. The third sign is the one whose heart is free from preponderance of desires. Meaning that a person who doesn't even ponder upon the things that are haram. For example, if you go into Rahman's shop here, yeah, my friend's shop, and you're going to pick up a packet of, let's just say, Haribos. Now you get some halal Haribos and you get some haram Haribos. But you just picked up Haribos and you were like, it'll be alright man, you just ate it. Didn't check, didn't do anything. You don't really care. Having the fikr of staying away from haram and not desiring to have it. Now, you know, we watch advertisements and have you seen the way they show you the chicken? Yeah? And some people when they say the chicken, yeah, oh, I saw that chicken looks amazing, yeah? But that chicken's haram. Don't even attract yourself with the pictures that they show you, because you know it's not being sacrificed correctly. That's my own thing. But what this actually means is that do not let your shahwat get out of control. Control your desires. Control your desires. Like Ramadan's the best example here. You sit for Maghrib time to eat, and you want to eat everything, but you can only eat one samosa. So don't cook 50 things and only eat one. Control your desires in the beginning. Control your desires is the third part of the heart. The fourth sign of the heart is the person whose heart is free of wrong and deviated beliefs. A person doesn't desire to do wrong. A person doesn't desire to take someone away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone doesn't hold the wrong beliefs. Now it's not referring towards if you're Wahhabi or Sunni here. What it's referring towards is that you have the right aqidah in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you love him enough? Do you hold the right aqidah? Do you know we have very, very bad habit which is coming, you know, Mufti Rafi Usmani, he said that when someone asks me a question, no, he was saying that, I can't remember what alim it was, someone asked him that he said on the mic that I know everything. I know the answer to everything. And everybody got shocked that, you know, even the prophets never said that. This guy saying, I know the answer to everything. He goes, you know, when I don't know anything, I say, La Adri. He goes, that's also an answer to everything. So he goes, I know the answer for everything. I don't know and I know is the answer to both, right? So this is the level. But anyway, the fourth sign, which is to make sure that a person is corrected his belief, he's on Sirat al-Mustaqim and he's on the right path. The fifth sign of the heart is the one whose heart is empty of everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have these five things, you will become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know what type of friend you become of Allah? Let me tell you. There was a companion of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's walking and he has some merchandise on him. He's got some wealth on him. A thief sees him. And a thief goes that, you know what? I'm going to rob you. He takes out his sword. He's standing with the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now he's taken out his sword. Upon taking out his sword, he's now going to kill this companion. The companion says, look, take whatever you want, take all my wealth, take whatever I have, but don't kill me, just let me go. He goes, no, I'm going to kill you, definitely, that's 100%, I'm going to have to kill you. He goes, okay, let me do one thing. He goes, let me read 2 raka'ah salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after that you can kill me. This thief made the biggest mistake at that moment in time. He let him make dua to Allah. And I'll tell you why him. Because he had these five qualities. The five good signs of a heart. So when he starts his 2 rakat salah, he goes into sajda. Now, we have said before that the closest you'll ever be to Allah is in sajda. Now in sajda, he's saying to Allah, by the light which falls upon the pillars of your throne. He's talking to Allah now. Then he starts calling Allah by his name, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Dal Jalali wal Ikram, and so on. And then he says the third point, the one who responds to those in need. After seeing these three points, crying, ajizi ke saath, he's saying these points, he then says, Ya Mughithu Aghithni, Ya Mughithu Aghithni, Ya Mughithu Aghithni. And upon this, he's not even finished. And he hears the footsteps of a horse running, galloping, with a sword in his hand. And by the time he looked at the thief's head was decapitated. He got up. He hugged the guy. He goes, you saved my life. Who are you? He goes, I am an angel. He goes, angel? He goes, I was sent by Allah. He goes, how? He goes, you know the first time you called upon Allah? He goes, we heard your voice on the fourth heaven. On the fourth heaven, we heard you calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes, the second time you called, every single angel on the fourth heaven ran towards Allah to compete that we want to go into His service. We want to go save Him. And when the third time you said, you called upon Allah, Allah had chosen me and I was before you. And I killed him and then he disappeared. The purpose of the story is that your dua and his dua, there is no difference. You raise your hands the same way and he raised his hands the same way. The difference is that his heart was pure. He had complete contentment and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had yaqeen that Allah will not let me go mayus. He will not let me, you know, leave me in a situation when I'm in need. He believed in the fact that Allah says, call upon me and I will listen to you. His belief was strong. My brothers, if we act upon these five things and make our heart pure, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. And insha'Allah ta'ala, what will happen is that insha'Allah, when we raise our hands, insha'Allah ta'ala, it'll be accepted in the same manner. Just think with your mind that how many people ask for dua. Millions and millions of people ask for dua in front of the Kaaba. They cry in front of the Kaaba. They can still, the Muslims are still in an upside down situation. It's because we haven't self-rectified. We haven't worked on ourselves. We haven't looked at ways to purify ourselves, to make ourselves friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Again, I will say that make dua for my father. He's in hospital. He is, inshallah, his scan is later on today. Allah make it such that it is not brain tumor. Lekin if it is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the himmat and keep us with him as long as his life is written. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his journey easy and give the family who are also going through sorrow a time of ease, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.